Daily News via remote. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani Sunday announced the release of a last batch of 400 Taliban prisoners, clearing the way for an early start to a U.S.-brokered peace dialogue with the Islamist insurgency. Ghani's decision came after a government-sponsored grand public assembly advised him to free the prisoners as part of the landmark deal between the Taliban and the U.S., aimed at ending more than two decades of deadly Afghan war. The pact agreed to last February 29th called for the release of 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 Afghan security personnel that the Taliban was holding captive. The insurgents have already freed all the prisoners they were to release in a phased process. The president released all but 400 Taliban detainees and convened the three-day assembly Friday to seek its advice, saying he was legally not empowered to pardon the prisoners because they have been convicted of serious crimes. At the end of their deliberation Sunday, however, the Afghan Public Assembly of more than 3,000 delegates urged Ghani to release the final 400 prisoners in a 25-point declaration. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued executive orders to revive an expired unemployment benefit and defer some payroll taxes, contending he must act because Democrats and Republicans working together have failed to agree on a new coronavirus relief package. The weekly unemployment benefit is now $400 instead of the $600 those out of work had been receiving. Democrats dismissed Trump's orders of falling short of what people need in the face of the pandemic and economic crisis. Globally, COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to over 727,000. It's more than 162,000 in the United States now. This is VOA News. A Venezuelan court sentenced two former U.S. soldiers to 20 years in prison for their role in a failed incursion aimed at ousting President Nicolas Maduro in early May. The chief prosecutor said that former Green Berets Luke Denman and Aaron Berry admitted to participating in the May 4th operation. Denman and Berry had been charged with conspiracy, terrorism, and illicit weapons trafficking. Public fury over last week's massive explosion in Beirut takes a new turn as protesters stormed government institutions and clashed for hours with security forces who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. One police officer was killed and dozens of people hurt Saturday in confrontations which played out in streets that were wrecked from Tuesday's blast. The explosion at the port devastated much of the Lebanese capital and killed nearly 160 people. Dozens are still missing and nearly 6,000 people were injured. The disaster has taken popular anger to a new level in a country already reeling from an economic and financial crisis and near bankruptcy. The Japanese city of Nagasaki has marked its 25th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing, with the mayor and dwindling survivors urging world leaders, including their own, to do more for a nuclear weapons ban. At 11:02, the moment a B-29 bomber dropped a 10,000-pound plutonium bomb, Nagasaki survivors and other participants stood for a moment of silence to honor the more than 70,000 dead. The August 9, 1945 bombing came 3 days after the United States dropped its first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, the world's first ever nuclear attack that killed 140,000. On August 15, Japan surrendered, ending World War II. Many survivors developed cancer or other illnesses due to their exposure to radiation. And more protests are expected in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, following violent demonstrations last week as unrest in the northwest city continues. Since George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis, protests have occurred nightly for 70 days. An Oregon State Police trooper was struck in the head by a large rock and suffered a head injury. Police say demonstrators threw or launched items, including rocks, frozen or hard-boiled eggs, and commercial-grade fireworks towards officers this weekend. Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler said this week that violent protesters are serving as political props for U.S. President Donald Trump's re-election, but Trump refers to the protesters as sick and dangerous anarchists. And torrential rain has continued to hammer South Korea, leaving dozens of people dead or other missing. This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bennett.